those drums sound really great. Big sounding snare.
Oh, yeah.
And that bass player really knows how to lay a groove down.
Oh, hell
yeah.
That's
really a big, hot, smoking band we're listening to.
That is really hot.
That's no band. That's the exciting new Casio Tone Bank series of keyboards.
What?
That's right. Every note that you have just heard and every piece of music that you will hear during the next half hour was played on a Casio keyboard.
It is amazing!
Why, it's like having a band in a box. Yet, unlike some musicians I know, your Casio doesn't talk back and it's always on time.
Holy mackerel!
Hi, I'm Jay Levy, and I'm going to show you how you can join that band with the fun and easy Casio Play Today approach to learning
blah,
music.
Blah, blah, blah.
I promise you that in the next half hour, you will learn all that you need to get you started with your new Casio keyboard.
I'm going to sell this piece of shit if it's the last thing I do.
Piece of shit!
You're listening to the Butt Fudge Sunday Show. And here's your host, Corey Sunday.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Butt Fudge Sunday Show. It's Corey. Thanks for listening to the program. I've got a great show. It's packed with all sorts of bizarre audio, some weird music, and I'm taking your calls at the end of the show. Just this last Friday, people all across the country are remembering 9/11. It was a day of tragedy. And yes, I'm talking about the loss of actor from Three's Company, John Ritter, who passed away on September 11th, 2003. It was a major loss to America. He was loved on the show. He was an icon of America. My heart goes out to his family.
You are seriously mentally retarded.
Oh, you're right. I forgot. It's 9/11, which is the anniversary of the terror attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Let's put on some more patriotic music.
God hates America.
Wait a minute. What is this?
Land of the
Okay, no God Hates Fags music on the show today. Let's put on some different patriotic music. So I brought Alex Jones back on the show since he knows a lot about 9/11.
I am the father of the 9/11 Truth Movement. I'm the guy who, from the start, knew about this 2 months before it was going to happen. Just type Alex Jones, warns of 9/11. I said they were going to attack the World Trade Center and that Bin Laden was a CIA asset.
But Alex, what if I played you a clip that proves that Bin Laden wasn't behind the terror attacks?
Who do you think carried out the 9/11 attacks?
Listen to this clip and see what you think.
Like, what do you suppose Shredder's up to this time?
Michelangelo, you heard April's message. He's been spotted on the roof of the World Trade Center.
It's for sure he's not there for the view.
Real cute, real fun.
That's what I do. I provide quality entertainment.
Oh, gosh. Okay. What else?
That's actually all I got. I'm going to play the next clip.
Yes, sir. Tell me about it.
You really want to hang around for this?
Yes, Lordship. Go ahead. Break down what people will see in this video and why it's so important.
Okay, so here is a clip of a guy who made his own video game called Dildo Tank, and it's a game where you have to shoot dildos in girls, and they're gigantic girls, and they're trying to stomp on your tank, and the object of the game is not to get stepped on while you shoot the dildos in their vaginas. I'll let the guy explain.
Okay, this is the first demo of the game, Dildo Tank. Basically, the goal of the game is to shoot dildos in the vagina of big women. Well, oh, that was big.
That sound effect right there was the gigantic dildo going inside the vagina.
Well, not getting stepped. Right now, if I get stepped, I don't die. But later on, it will die, of course.
I guess what's funny about this is that you're shooting gigantic rocket-sized dildos at these Godzilla-like women with the hopes of giving these women orgasms so powerful and wonderful that they're going to crash to the ground? I don't know.
The game is not still finished. So, there's not much of music. There is no much more sound effects or graphics.
Yeah, the graphics look awful. It looks like a Nintendo game from around the early 80s or something.
Just wait some more and it will be all there. And I hope it will be a lot of fun. I'm there right now, two girls. maybe there will be more than two girls.
Ow!
Now I would be dead because I would be stepped on. My little dildo tank would be crushed. Anyway, that's about it.
And here's another perverted game he's made.
This game, your goal is to hit these dancing penises with your boob.
Okay, I'll try to explain this one too. It's kind of like Super Mario Brothers with a naked blonde woman with gigantic breasts that sling out, and her boobs are hitting these dancing penises. It's really hard to explain. I'll let him describe what's going on.
And how you die is you cannot get too much sperm on your hair. If you get too much sperm on your hair, you lose, okay?
What's funny is that this game is kind of based in reality. Women do not like getting sperm in their hair.
Oh my god.
What did you do? Oh, what is that?
I'm sorry, babe.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
All over your hair.
Get out. Get the fuck both of you out. We're done. We're done. Oh. Don't fucking know what come on me. Ew.
See what I mean? They hate it. Anyway, back to the video game.
So, be careful about that. You see some, you know, sperms flying around, so try to avoid it with your hair. You can take it with your boob or your body. Or face, actually. You can take it with your face as well.
Sure, you can take sperm in the face. Very common thing for women to do.
But never take the sperm with your hair, because it messes the girl's hair, and that's bad. Girls really dislike, you know, getting messed the hair with whitey sperms. I know in the certain movie there was like, girl that used the sperm as the hair dressing gel.
I believe he's talking about the movie There's Something About Mary.
Anyway, also, you don't have to really always kill people, and you can just dance with the penises together.
Right now, he's got the woman dancing with the penises on screen.
That's also fun. Just hit those penises with your boobs, get some points, and get further in the game.
Basically, titty-fuck your way all the way up to the top score! Anyway, moving right along, I've got another clip of a guy from Eastern Europe. This time he's on Dating on Demand, where you can basically post personal ads of yourself to hook up with others. So, have a listen.
I am an engineering student from Ukraine. I just came here to United States, America. Hobbies include in English, arts and crafts.
Okay, I'm not so certain that arts and crafts are going to score you points with the ladies, but okay.
I also listen to lots of hip-hop, 50 Cent, EB40.
Wait a minute, this guy does arts and crafts and he likes hip-hop? Wait a minute, can you imagine him, like, driving up to some ladies in his pimped-out Chevy?
What you bitches doing up here in America? If you was my boo, we make wonderful scrapbook for Sheezy while we smoke blunts, yes? At very least, I give friendship bracelet, eh? Motherfuck, I prick my finger while making pillow! Fuck! I'm bleeding! Fuck! I cannot do needlework with the... hydraulics? Later, bitches and hoes.
Anyway, back to the clip.
If I could be a superhero, my superpower would be to restore Ukraine to original standing in world dominance. Because Ukraine right now is a bigger country. Not a lot of natural resources, but Ukraine very powerful. Lots of powerful people in Ukraine. And I would like to restore Ukraine to its original powerful position in the world.
That's kind of an odd superpower to have. I mean, most of the guys that come on Dating on Demand, they want to have see-through powers to look at girls' boobies. But this guy wants to restore the Ukraine to world dominator.
My dream woman would look, somewhat the portly woman. You can work around the house, but still you refined and still be sexy, but work hard around the house. Some woman who I could come home to and look at, and pretty woman, but still, you know, expect chores from.
That's exactly what a woman wants to do. She wants to do more chores and clean up after you.
OxyClean. Orange glow. Clean oven.
A bottle of cleaner. Two orange glow mops.
OxyClean.
Orange glow.
Rest in peace, Billy Mays.
Clean everything.
That kind of woman, but very pretty, like American woman. American women, very, very hot. American woman, very nice.
This guy sounds a lot like Borat.
Very nice.
Very nice. The way to my heart is entering through a doorway of home, and nice American woman bringing me hot, delicious meal.
And if you don't have a good meal prepared, he'll beat the crap out of you.
Pizza?
You had just called me. I would have known what...
Dinner ready is pizza.
Honey, please don't be so loud. Please don't... Let go of me!
Get in the kitchen!
No!
Do you
want to
see what hurts? That's what hurts! That's what hurts!
Oh, please!
You should date me because Ukrainian men... Very, how do you say, very sexy, very powerful men.
Which is very similar to Borat.
I can hold a very large woman down for up to 3 hours.
See what I mean?
But caring and sensitive, and you should date me because I can pleasure a woman in ways that you American men really cannot.
I can do goat very easy in less than a minute, finger in anus.
All right, moving right along, I've got another clip of a woman who's trying to remind you to do your Kegel exercises through a song. Here goes.
All right, now there's a little song that's called the Kegel song to help you learn to isolate this muscle effectively. The song goes like this. You put your right hand here, you put your left hand there. You don't move any muscles in your belly or your rear. You squeeze your little sphincter so your urine won't drip out. And that's what it's all about. Now that exercise is going to help you isolate the sphincter so you're not using your abs and you're not using your buttocks. Now let's do this little song 2 times together to make sure we're doing it properly.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go. You put your right hand here, you put your left hand there. You don't move any muscles in your belly or your rear. You squeeze your little sphincter so your urine won't drip out. That's what it's all about.
You put your right hand here, you put your left hand there. You don't move any muscles in your belly or your rear. You squeeze your little sphincter so your urine won't drip out. That's what it's all about.
All right, now you know how to do the Kegel exercise properly. So begin squeezing your sphincter the right way, and you're on your way to a drier bottom. And that is what it's all about.
Okay, I've got another clip here of an angry tranny who's holding a video camera, and for some reason he's running after this kid who somehow, I don't know if they got into a fight or what, but anyway, here's the clip.
Let me ask you a question.
Fuck you!
Want me to bust you across your motherfucking head, little bitch? You better run, you little motherfucker. Because I bet I beat your motherfucking ass, bitch. You lucky you ain't gonna come to me. I'll beat your ass, motherfucker. Shut your ass up, you little bitch. Excuse you. What you tell me? What you say? Bitch, you best to run. Little boy, you better shut your motherfucking ass up, okay? Because I ain't somebody to play with. You don't be doing that motherfucking shit. You don't disrespect me, bitch, because I'm not your mama. You understand me?
I'm glad you're not my mama.
Bitch, I would not, but I would beat the hell out of you if you was my damn son. I would abort your motherfucking ass.
I would abort your motherfucking ass.
Shut your ass up, you little... Y'all, this boy disrespectful. I don't play. I don't play that. You little bitch. Excuse me, what you say?
If you didn't catch that, the boy said he doesn't like faggots.
Faggot? A faggot is a pile of sticks and meatballs in the United Kingdom.
What? Doesn't make
and
any
what?
Sense.
To use the dictionary, little boy, and get your mind right. Get your head out your ass, get some sense. Thank you, and went on. Bye-bye. Put you in your place, bitch. You got on. You got served. Thank you.
Oh, you got served.
With your small little dick ass. Thank you, bitch. Stick that up your ass, hoe. Stick that up your ass, hoe. And what? Excuse me, bitch. You don't know what I do in the goddamn bedroom. Mind your business. Get some business of your own. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. And finally, you all know that the mentally retarded love McDonald's, right?
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
So I found a clip of a mentally retarded guy singing his love for McDonald's.
I love McDonald's, I love the Big Mac. I love their cheeseburgers, I love their golden fries. I love McDonald's, I love McDonald's. I love their Big Macs, cheeseburgers, golden fries, chicken sandwiches. I love McDonald's, I love McDonald's, do you love it too? I love McDonald's, but I don't like their sandwiches. I like their Big Macs, I love their Big Macs. I love their milkshakes, I love their mochas.
Alright, so you get the idea. So the same guy then sings a song about Ronald McDonald and how he looks like someone. Take a listen.
Ronald McDonald looks like Obama. Ronald McDonald looks like Obama. Ronald McDonald looks like Obama. Obama, Obama, Obama. Rocks, rocks, rocks. Obama rocks, Obama rocks. Ronald McDonald looks like Obama. Ronald McDonald looks like Obama. Ronald McDonald looks like Obama. Yeah. Obama rocks.
All right, so that's all I've got for today's show. I'm going to go right into the voicemails.
I'm not sending you a fax. Hey, it's Puke.
Hey, Puke.
You know, I've been listening to Distorted View since, I believe, the 1800s, when it was mostly ukulele and jew-harp music. And
I know who you are.
Oh, and the news stories revolved around Lincoln and getting shot.
Actually, Puke doesn't know this, but I actually heard Puke on another show call in live to talk to a guest, and his name was Dr. Gene Ray of TimeCube.com. And Gene is a crazy old man who believes that time is cubic, and Gene Ray has all these weird theories on his website. If you go to TimeCube.com, you'll just see a gigantic page of all sorts of different colored fonts and occasionally weird drawings and obscure statements. And so anyway, here's Puke calling in to talk to Dr. Gene Ray.
Puke, you're on with Gene Ray, the wisest human.
Mr. Ray, I know you're a very wise man, but a cube has six sides, so should
no,
it be
no, a cube doesn't. It has a top and bottom. Who in the hell taught you that?
There you go.
Top and bottom's not sides. What a fool.
Come on. Puke, come on. This is like the most common objection that anybody has ever brought up when it comes to Time Cube. Surely you can do better than that.
Okay, but my real question was, is rape like candy? Thank you very much.
Rape like candy is the question, Gene.
Rape like candy.
Yeah.
I don't get that interpretation. Yeah, maybe you can explain it to him.
I don't get it either, Gene. Sounds like, he sounds to me like a sicko.
Yeah, the guy thinks that a cube has six sides.
I just thought it was funny that he threw in the Distorted View reference there. But anyway, back to you, Puke.
Anyway, I do love your show. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's got some similarities to the old Distorted View. But hey, if it fucking works, why break it? And you don't do the news, you know, it's different. It's a different type of humor. People can just go fuck themselves if they think it's not. I gotta go eat some food now because I haven't had bulimia.
Well, you better go take care of that, sure. But, yeah, it's similar to the Distorted View show because I want it to fit in the same type of family. And I want people to enjoy the show. I don't want something totally different, so... But anyway, thanks for the call, Puke. Next call.
Hey there, Corey. It's Zach from Florida.
Hello,
just
Zach.
Just got done listening to your second show ever, and I gotta admit, man, I fucking love it.
Thank you very much.
It even sounds like Distorted View, so honestly, that's not even a bad thing. I hate it. I don't understand why people are making that big of a deal out of it, because seriously, being a sideshow member, I like the fact that you and Distorted View are kind of related anyway, because You know, that means that I'm getting more bang for my buck as far as twisted humor is concerned. So keep doing what you're doing, man, and I'll keep loving it. Take it easy.
Do you hear that, non-paying freaks? So sign up for the Sideshow, guys, superfreaksideshow.com.
Hey, Corey, it's Matt from Indiana.
Hey, Matt.
Just finished episode 2 of Butt Fudge Sunday, and it is audio gold.
Thanks.
I just wanted to let you know, love the show. Glad to see that you're putting out your own podcast, and I got to tell you, for a first episode and a second episode, you have great production quality. I've never listened to another podcast where right off the bat they've been able to nail it, so good on you. Thanks for doing the show. Keep it up. Bye.
Well, thank you very much. Next call.
Good day, sir. This is listener Spitlord. Wanted to thank you for another edition of your program. Pretty good stuff you got coming out there. I know it's going to refine itself as everything does in its infancy, you know. But keep up the good work, man. Look forward to everything you put out, pretty much. I just raped your site completely dry. There's nothing for me to see on it anymore. And there was some really good stuff. I particularly like the Iron Sheik freaking out because he can't get his drugs.
I know, I love the Iron Sheik.
I want to let you know, you are punk, you are fag, you are punk, little gay.
Anyways, keep up good work, peace.
Well, hello, Corey, the asparagus freak.
Hello, asparagus
hey, just
freak.
I wanted to give you some feedback. Week 2 of Butt Fudge Sunday was phenomenal. I thought first week was good, just sounded like you were getting your legs a little bit built, to be understood. But you're a lot more natural the second week. I wanted to say good job and keep it up. I will be listening. Later.
Thanks, Asparagus Freak.
Corey?
Yes?
Corey?
I'm here.
Where are you going, Corey? I wanted to suck your penis.
If you gon' suck a dick, then you suck a dick.
Okay, next call.
Hey, Corey, it's me, Alex from the DVD show as well. I'm a big fan of your stuff. I love hearing your mashup.
Yeah, I'm working on some new mashups coming up in the next few weeks.
What is your favorite community online to make fun of? Either Purdy, Utah, or...
You know, I really don't have any favorite community, necessarily, but I do like certain personalities. Like, I love the Fat Man, and I like the old... Alexis K. Tyler, you know, just some classics.
All right, that's about it. Can't wait to hear your show again on Sunday.
Thank you very much. Next call.
I fisted a girl and I liked it. Pulled out her butt fudge sundae.
Ah, yes, I fisted a girl. One of my favorite parody songs that I made in the last year.
All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi.
For you younger listeners, that was a Suicidal Tendencies reference. I have no idea why he left that for me. Next call.
Hey, Corey, Canadian Super Freak checking in. So I gotta say, over the years, I've definitely warmed up to you. The first time you came on Distorted View with that mashup that won you the lifetime membership, I was like, ah, this guy's not so great.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, about 3 years ago or so, I had won a Distorted View contest for a lifetime membership. And the contest was to mash up Don West clips into songs. And I won the contest. I thought I did an alright job. Here's a sample of one.
The greatest individual that ever played professional sports wanna be. And if you have a problem with that statement, I don't care. Baby, bye, bye, bye. It is now crunch time.
But after listening to today's show, I just can't get enough of you. I just need you in my life, Corey. Please, keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much, Canadian Super Freak. Next call?
Hey, Corey, this is Bill, Distorted View listener who did the little logo for Tim just recently.
Hello, Bill. Mighty good job on the logo, I must say, since I'm a fellow graphic artist.
Just wanted to say I'm really digging the show. I just listened to the first two episodes back to back. While I'm sitting here drawing that careless fairy Tim for a commission that he wanted me to do for him. And just wanted to say, yeah, the show is really awesome. I'm really digging it. Yeah, the Test of Patience, man, that's one of my favorite audio things posted on Distorted View, probably just kind of out there. And I got to say that the apocalyptic type ending, I have never loved the song Our God is an Awesome God so much as the way you used it in that damn Test of Patience. So kudos for that, and keep up the great work, man. Peace.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. Yeah, I love the apocalyptic ending as well. I thought it was an appropriate way to basically destroy that test of patience. So if people want to go check out the test of patience, they can go to buttfudgesunday.com, and on the homepage there's a link to it. So next call.
Hello, thank you for calling Metal World Mobile Cube from B5 Queen Delicatessen. You place order now. Hello.
Yes, I want 14 bags of egg roll. No soy sauce, bitch.
All right, next call.
Corey, Chickadee. Hi.
Hello, Chickadee.
So I'm listening to the very first episode now, and I had to pause it like halfway through because I have to say that you're awesome, and like I have a crush on you just like I have a crush on Tim Henson, but he's gay.
Maybe Tim and I should have our own posters, like our teen heartthrob posters like Leif Garrett from the 70s. We look right into the cameras and we're like, check out this package. Yeah!
Yeah. This is awesome. Glad I signed up for Sideshow. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Chickadee. And finally...
Hey, whore. It's Cheryl Murkowski of Pornhole.org.
Hey, it's the gorgeous Cheryl Murkowski on the line.
I love your grom. Love that it makes me all moist. I stick my fingers in my... After, like, one suggestion... for you to include links to the clips that you play, like, you know, if you play a video of fat people, I want to be able to see that and, you know, play with my clips.
Yeah, actually, this is a great suggestion. What I've done is I've put out the links to most of the videos out on buttfudgesunday.com, so check that out, as well as a few extras that were not played on the show that were more non-audio type clips. So go ahead and check that out.
That's it, and keep on keeping on, girlfriend. Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Cheryl, for calling in. That's all the time I have for this show. Again, my site is buttfudgesunday.com for weird music, audio, videos, and more. Thanks to all those people that have purchased my music, because that's how I keep the show going and my website going. Voicemail line is 206-426-4412, and my email is show@buttfudgesunday.com. Hopefully you sign up as a Distorted View Sideshow member, so next week you can hear my show, since it's for Sideshow members only. And again, thanks for calling in, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
What do you think you'll look like 1,000 years from now?
Gray bones in a grave.
Again, check out my latest album on buttfudgesunday.com. It's got 23 tracks just for $5. And here are a few tracks.
Vagina, vagina, I want you all mine. Rain or shine, I want to wear vagina.
I fisted a girl and she liked it. I could tell what she had for breakfast. I fisted a girl, can't deny it. I hope my girlfriend will be quiet. TNB.
275 for the world's best chicken burger and chips.
TNB.
They gotta be great!
Oh, mammy!
You can bag dance if you want to. You can plow that match.
Sweet breakfast.
When you back dance, you pull down their pants and you're
having a slim jim. Oh yeah!
And thank you for your support.